If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue to know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may celebrate your love, and we ask that we may glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are here on Friday of the second week of Easter, and we're looking at Acts 5, 34 through 42. And again, you can find that in your favorite daily missal of whatever type that might be. Well, we're looking at this powerful passage, and it's important to know because it talks about a way of discernment. And what happens is we have the Sanhedrin, we have the Pharisees, and they're there, and the one stands up, and he's a wise man, and he says, basically, look, there were all kinds of movements, and people have followed them, and they've ended up collapsing, and because they're not of God. But if the movement is, if this whole thing with the apostles preaching this man Jesus, etc., if this is of God, then you're not going to be able to stop it. So just let it go. And so it's a form of discernment, and that's an important distinction, to understand the discernment that's part of this. You know, that happens in the church all the time. There are these movements that start, and some of them may not be around for a long time, and there's a reason for that. And it's not necessarily a nasty reason. It's that they have a purpose that they're doing, and their purpose is done after a certain amount of time. It could be decades. It could be centuries. It could be years. But they've done what they need to do, and either they decide to disband, or you can see them disbanding slowly. Okay. But there are other groups that have these dramatic collapses. And usually you can take that as understanding that that was not of God. And you will often find when the dramatic collapse happens, people standing around going, we saw that coming a mile away. And other people are shocked because they were maybe yanked in is maybe the best word, meaning they weren't pulled against their will to be part of this movement, but they were led into the movement. And in doing so, they didn't have the right discernment to understand that there was a problem with the movement, and you try to tell them and they wouldn't listen, and then all of a sudden the movement collapses. We've seen dramatic examples of that over the past 200 years without question. And so that happens too, and that's what Gamaliel is actually talking about. He's saying, look, if this movement is from God, then you know what? You're not going to stop it. But if it isn't from God, just leave him alone, and you're going to watch that's going to collapse. And it didn't. One of the fascinating things they say about the Catholic Church, and I think it's done very well. It's been around for 2,000 years, but only by the grace of God. That's it. And that's one of the signs that the Lord is leading the Catholic Church, not Pope Francis or Pope Benedict or John Paul II, or you might say, well, what are you speaking against the popes? I'm not. It's they all look to Christ, and that was always, I remember one time Pope John Paul II put out an encyclical, which he used to do on a regular basis, and columnist for a newspaper, being critical. So what does this say? What does it say? Well, you can sum up everything that Pope John Paul II said in two words: follow Christ. So everything is focused on Christ, and that's the whole point. Be focused on Christ. However, people will say critically and accurately that if this organization wasn't led by Christ, it wouldn't be around anymore. and because it would have fallen from some of the troubles we've had in the past 2,000 years. But the Lord sustains the church. So that's a form of discernment. Now, some people may disagree with me and all that, but that's okay. That's what I'm saying. That's a form of discernment. Whereas you see other movements that will form and we're going to change the church. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then soon after that, you see the wheels fall off the wagon, or you see the leader have a major moral collapse, or you see several. And the signs were always there that this was not going to last. The signs were always there. One of the classic examples you might see is some of these movements start saying, we're going to fix the church, and then they engage in the sin of detraction. And in working with the sin of detraction, they just turn around and say horrible things about their enemies, so to speak. Well, that's not of God. There is nothing there that of God. And you say, well, it's not going to be long before that collapses. And sure enough, it does. Or in another case, there was a leader, had a lot of people who were attracted to him, you know, because of what he preached and everything else. And because he preached this very stern and strict attitude, and I remember listening to some of his talks and saying, this guy is not who he says he is. And sure enough, there was a point where he had a total fall. And again, plenty of people, including myself, said, saw that one coming a mile away. Now, what do I mean by saw that one coming? Did we know he was going to have a fall at the time of fault? No, but we knew that something didn't click with this person. There was something didn't add up. And that was a problem. And so you'd kind of see this. You say, you know, if this person is who this person says he or she is, then there'd be something different about their ministry. It wouldn't be rooted in detraction. It wouldn't be rooted in you know, some attitudes that you say, that doesn't seem to work. And so you can kind of tell something doesn't gel. And so say that we saw that one marching down Broadway, as the saying goes. So it's always a case of discernment. And that's one of the things that's an aspect of discernment. So if, like, for example, you follow a movement and you notice that A, the movement is focused on the person instead of Christ, bingo, that's a warning sign. There is a preacher in another country who I've only heard once. And I don't know if he's even still around. This was a while ago. And this was actually before or around the time that, Dish and DirecTV came out. Because in order to get his channel, you needed a bigger satellite dish, as I remember. No, actually, it was a smaller one, but it was still around that time. So he had said that he was talking to the people and said, yeah, you know, there's only three people who have ever understood what I'm going to teach you: Moses, St. Paul, and me. Whoa, isn't that a wild sign? That is just like, okay, time for you to get out of that chair, turn around and walk out, no, run out of that place. Anyone who starts talking like that, or anyone who uses the most common thing is the center of detraction to tear other people down, these are all major warning signs that that ministry is going to collapse. And they do. Anything like that, anything that leads people away from Christ, anything that says that this person alone, and Jesus warned about this person alone has the word of God and nobody else, these are all big warning signs. So, and that's what Gemayel is saying. Look, these movements start up, but eventually they collapse. Either they're rooted around the person, which is, he talks about the leader of one of them dies, and then that's the end of the movement. In which case, when the person does die, that's the end of the movement, because the movement revolved around the leader. And the other aspect is, or what happens is that they are, maybe they walk down a path that ultimately people say, this isn't right, or the leader is living a double life and has a major fall, and that's the end of the movement. So all of that plays itself out. And that's what Gamaliel is talking about. If this is not of God, it's going to collapse. So let it go. Don't be fighting these people. Let them go. Because if it's not of God, it's going to collapse. If it is of God, you can do whatever you want. You're not going to stop it. And of course, 2,000 years later, we realize that all of this was of God. We're listening to the word of God, and we're hearing the Lord be preached, and we're hearing this message that was forbidden, as we saw yesterday, forbidden by the same people who are trying to stop it until Gamaliel says, let it go. And that's an important consideration. Because you have to realize that God is moving as well. See, the Spirit is moving as well. And these movements may rise, but if they're not rooted in the Spirit, they will collapse. And when you see that, you recognize that there definitely were signs that they weren't in the Spirit. They were saying things that you can say, well, God wouldn't allow, or they're doing things, or they're acting in ways that you say, oh, you know, that's not of God. And those for you are warning signs. They'll always have their groupies that will always follow them. And no matter how hard you try to teach them, they won't listen until finally when everything collapses, and just be there for them when they turn around and go, you know, we didn't see it. Yeah, everyone else did. We tried to tell you. So that's the important consideration. So be aware of that. Know that. And in light of that, come to know that there is that discernment process. And know that the one who gives us that process is Christ himself. And be care of the leader who leads you away from Christ and towards himself. We'll talk on Monday. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.